Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Heart can't be measured. No mistakes allowed. A route can't be put on desire. No mistakes allowed. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid. No mistakes allowed. No mistakes
allowed. Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we count down the days till April 26th in the 2018 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the fantastic former Big Ten standout from Indiana, Rashard Font. Rashard, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. What's it like knowing that you're so close to what I would assume is a childhood dream?
No problem. I'm glad to be able to join. You know, it's crazy. It's a great feeling. One of the feelings you've dreamed of, I mean, for a long time, you knew this moment would come, but in the back of your mind, you know, you didn't know when exactly. So, you know, it's a moment I'm grateful for. I'm truly blessed to be able to experience and go through, and just glad that I can share it with the people closest to me and that I love.
Definitely. And how about that weekend? I mean, do you plan on spending with family and friends, a little get-together, or do you just kind of want to alienate yourself from the world and just hide out somewhere?
Yeah, it's really, it just would be my mom, dad, little sister, my uncle, aunt, and then my girlfriend and her family. So pretty chill, low-key, and just sitting around, you know, watching everybody else get drafted, waiting for myself to get drafted, and just, you know, having fun enjoying the weekend.
Definitely. And let's go back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee days. I mean, if you were playing back then, I mean, were you the more athletic kid? Did you have all those characteristics that you have now growing up back then?
Definitely. I mean, for me, I started playing at 6, and I remember my first year playing, I was running back, and I had like 50 touchdowns in the 10-game season. And my parents just told me, like, run to the end zone. Like, keep running all the way till you get to the last little big rectangle. So I just followed that, and you know, it worked out for a little bit. You know, played running back up until 10th grade and then switched to receiver. And then DB came basically when I got to college.
Oh, really? That's well, it kind of segued me into the next question. So how did you flip roles at the college level, and who else was looking at you as a receiver?
Yeah, so for me, you know, most of my offers at first were all for receiver. Florida State, Clemson, Baylor, Kentucky, Washington State, like, so everything was really receiver. Then I messed around at like a few camps that summer going in my senior year, and I just played a little corner just for fun, and I started to be really good, and they were like, you're definitely an athlete prospect, and that's why I started being ranked as and considered by all the schools offering me. And when I got to IU, you know, I just told them, whatever you all need me to play, I'll play. They kind of wanted to know my preference, and I didn't have one at the time, and you know, our defense is really struggling, so I went to defensive side of the ball, and it worked out and almost ended up being able to go both ways, but the depth never really allowed me to.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Rashard Font here on the C2P as he breaks down all the intangibles that make him one of the top prospects at the defensive back position in this upcoming NFL draft. So you know this as well as anybody. I mean, you played in the Big Ten, big-time program. You're a big-time athlete yourself. But you know, no matter how good you are coming out of high school, maybe, you know, things don't unfold the way you want them at the collegiate level. But when does it kind of start to sink in that what you're doing on Saturday is, you know, going to allow you an opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
I think it's just when you start getting a little bit more notoriety, you know, teams are planning for you. going into games and getting mutual respect from receivers after the game, like, man, you're a heck of a player. Coaches telling you, you know, you're a heck of a player. And you get, you know, for me, that first year leading the Big Ten and passes defended, you know, I didn't really know. Like, I didn't get all Big Ten that year. So I didn't know, you know, if people were noticing. But the next year, having another great year leading the Big Ten and pass defended, a lot of coaches like, man, we got a game plan for you. You're a heck of a corner. Like, we got to try to stay away from you. And I'm kind of seeing, like, man, this is, you know, this is setting the mark. And then being second team all Big Ten with a great conference of corners and just players overall and being able to be second team, which means you top four corner in the conference, was a great feeling. Kind of, I knew, you know what. And then sending my grade in and getting back a draftable grade last year and having to decide whether I was going to come out early or come back, which I decided to come back, that kind of just let me know, like, listen, you got a future in this. And it was just a great feeling to have and just truly a blessing to be able to know that.
Awesome. And you've been a blessing for the IU fans. I'm sure they're going to miss you seeing you do your thing. I mean, again, you're that guy on the island. In my words, I think, I mean, you very are close to that true lockdown cover corner. I mean, a lot of guys bring a lot of intangibles, but it just seems like such a natural position for you. When I watch you and I'm able to kind of check you out, I mean, talk a little bit about what you think scouts love about you. I mean, if you're in that film room with you, what do you think they're going to look at you and say, hey, Rashard, we love this about you. We love that about you. This is why we got to bring you aboard.
You know, I think, you know, obviously my speed is one thing that, you know, not a lot of corners have. This corner, this year's class is pretty fast, but I'm still up there in the top 5-10 of fastest corners. So that, but then when you watch, you're just like, man, this kid is always making plays on the ball. I think that me being the career leader at IU and passing defended and finishing as the active leader so far and pass defended shows that I'm always around the ball. I make plays on the ball, whether it's a pass breakup or interception. So they're just like, you know, this kid's tenacity, his athleticism, you know, he's a competitor. And at the end of the day, he makes plays, gets his team off the field and helps does that. So that's one thing, you know, I feel like they would love to see. And I don't mind being on the island. I'm very versatile and whether I play nickel or play outside, and I bring a lot of special teams components to the game as well. So that's one thing I think they would love, and, you know, I hope, and I've been getting feedback from them as well, them saying that.
Definitely. And you ran that 4.36 at the pro day. What was it kind of – how, you know, we know you got injured at the combine, so how nice was it just to blast that 40 off and do your thing?
Oh, it was real nice. I mean, going into the 40, you know, I had a little hamstring tightness, and then my pec was still not fully healthy, so I was supposed to run with a brace. Decided that day, you know what, I'm not running with the brace. I'm going to just go out here and run without it, and I feel comfortable and confident in it. And I was able to do that, and, you know, you could tell it's not fully there, but to be able to run a 4.36 with, as I like to say, 1.5 arms and a tight hamstring, I think that's pretty impressive. And it can only a little bit of what I would do if I was fully healthy.
Definitely. Hey, man, there's a lot of people out there that can run a 4.36 and a 30-yard sprint. So, like I said, you're definitely doing your thing, man. I mean, you got the wheels to do it. Do you get comparisons to anybody, Rashard? I mean, you know, maybe your teammates, your coaches, family, friends. I mean, you know, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game. We saw so-and-so. When we see him, it kind of reminds us of you.
I know I've had some teams compare me to Tavon Young, who's actually with the same agency as me, just because of our size. But I'm bigger than him, like, when you look at us, and I weigh more as well. So, like, I get that. But then, you know, play style, just, you know, some of my stuff, I'm not as big as Patrick Peterson, but the way I play man coverage sometimes is very similar. You know, I'm sometimes will let you just open up, and I'll run with you and let you think that you got me. To bait the quarterback and to make a play. And then the aggressiveness that, you know, Aqib Talib has and Brent Grimes and corners like that, they just have the knack for the ball as well as Marcus Peters. So just having that knack, I don't know if my game truly fits one person or the other. It's hard to say because when I want to be a technician, I feel like a lot of people say, you know, you're Revis at the line with your patience and your hand placement. So any corner that's in the NFL, I'm gladly happy to be compared with and can't wait to get to that level and learn from some of the best.
Definitely, and hopefully you turn out to be one of the best. And you know, I love getting guys like yourself on. I think you have such a tremendous upside. And, you know, as we've been doing this over the years, you know, guys say the Patrick Petersons, they say the big-name guys, but there's nothing better than having a guy like yourself on, and then we have guys on in the future, and hopefully they're saying, you know, hey, who do you compare to? And they're saying, hey, you know, I compare to Rashard Font. You know, I mean, it happens, man, and it just it's surreal when it does. But it's, hopefully this comes to fruition after this.
Yes,
you have such a good swagger when you're out there. I mean, talk a little bit of what it's like lining up against you. I mean, how much time do you spend studying your opponent? And once you get that opponent in front of you on Saturday, I mean, do you try to get in their head? I mean, kind of take us through what's it like lining up against, you know, one of the best corners in the Big Ten.
Yeah, for me, man, I don't talk a lot of trash out there on the field. Like, too, I know some corners do. You know, we get a lot of people look at corners and like, man, they always talk the most trash. You got to. But I'm not as much. I really don't talk unless I'm, like, very provoked. And then I might have to let you know when I make a play. But for me, I pride myself on I'm going to study more film than anybody. You know, I want to find out your weaknesses, what you don't like, do like. And it doesn't my studying just doesn't come from film study. I'll reach out to some of the corners in the Big Ten and, you know, what did you see from this guy? You know, what did you do against him that helped you be successful? Or if I see something in film, I may be like, oh, let me call my boy, see what he saw and why he did this. So I try to take everything I can use to get out there. And, you know, you can't play every receiver the same. So you got to come with something. And you can't do the same thing each week because sometimes you got to change it up. People can start to scheme from you. Coaches are too smart. Players are getting smarter. So the one thing is I want to know you in and out. I want to be able to bait you when I need to, know what your quarterback likes to do on certain downs and throws and kind of get in the OC's head, you know. And that's one thing I kind of learned from Coach Kevin Wilson, you know, just trying to get in the OC's head. What do they like to do? And in our practices when he was here, I would always try to be in his head. What is he like in 2 minute, third and short, third and medium, third and long, you know, first down, you know. So I just pride myself in being that. And when I get out there, I mean, you line up against me, you in for a fight no matter what. You know, I know some guys, my first year starting, I had people say, like, yeah, our plan was to attack you because you were 5'10", 170, 175. And, you know, that ended quickly. You know, teams started going the way. And, you know, even to this day, I still got it. I came into this year as one of the best corners in the country. And I remember in the media, UVA, before we played them, they were like, oh, number 16 is too small. We're going to attack him. You know, he's not that good. And so when I got out there, I just had to let them know what was up, show them why I'm considered one of the best. And, you know, that's what I did. I let my play do the talking for me. But at the end of the day, you're going to be in a fight with me no matter how good you are. You might catch a ball or two, but for me, you know, I pride myself on not letting too many people catch a ball. And that's why over the last 2-3 years, I've only given up about 36% of my passes to me.
Dude, you're fantastic. And I can't tell you, we've done thousands of shows. I've never had a guy say he called other guys finding out about his opponents. I mean, when you're going through the combine, your team, you know, did they ask about film study? Did you share that with, like, the coaches and scouts? If you did, I mean, what kind of reaction did they have? Because I've never heard that.
You know, I definitely told them, you know, they wanted to see plays, too. They asked me, like, what's the time where you're playing? I had film on my phone. I could show them. I told them they can go look at this play from Nebraska, 3rd and 10, and I actually dropped the pick on that one, but I jumped it perfectly. And I always get mad dropping that pick because it would have been a game changer and a pick six. But the coaches, they figured quickly I was a smart guy. When we start, they always, you know, tell it, walk us through your defense. And, I mean, I'm doing the linebacker calls, setting up the front, and just, you know, getting the whole secondary intact. And, you know, I just pride myself on knowing what everybody has to do because if – you know, I want to hold somebody accountable. I have to know what they need to do, but I got to also know they trust me and know that I know the whole defense, so I'm not going to steer them wrong. And, you know, coaches saw how intelligent I was with the playbook and, you know, didn't spend too much time with my playbook just trying to teach me some of their stuff and see if I could spit it back out to them and show them in a short amount of time.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Rashard Font, the standout Indiana University defensive back, Big Ten standout, combine invite 436, 40-day runner, all the intangibles. You folks been listening. If you missed this, you want to listen to it again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, his full bio at callusyourbro.com, all opportunities for you to kind of share and find out more about how this young man could be playing for your next team in the NFL in the short future. Before we let you go, and you've been fantastic, I could keep you for another 2 hours if we had time, but we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, come draft weekend, you're going to be with mom and dad. Maybe dad's a better cook than mom. Maybe mom's a better cook than dad, but what's going to be the home-baked, home-cooked meal that you're going to want made, you know, on your special day?
I know for me, first off, dad is the better cook than mom. Mom can cook a little bit, but dad does, you know, the big dog thing. But I'm going to have mom make her mac and cheese because, oh, it's so good. And then dad makes some sweet potato casserole that I love. And just get some fried chicken to go with that and some Hawaiian rolls, and I'm good to go right there, man. That's all I need. And I'm in a good mood and in a food coma.
Nice. I love it. And how about this one? It's a very in vogue thing right now to get something painted on your cleats or spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what do you want to see down there?
For me, it would definitely be, you know, Child of God and my favorite Bible verses, especially Deuteronomy 31:6. You know, I pride myself. Everything I have and I am is because the good Lord has blessed me with every single bit of it, and I couldn't do it without him and wouldn't be here without him. So for me, that's really big. I would just put that on there. It's already written on all my cleats, but if I had to spray paint some cleats, if somebody did it for me, that's definitely what I would get spray painted on them.
Hey, man. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So, man, you're on your way. The final question for you, my man, before we let you go, if you could go back to your collegiate career and you could shut down one receiver and limit them to zero reception, you might already did it, but maybe you want to do it again. Who do you want to go against and why?
For me, it would actually be somebody I redshirted my freshman year, so it would be Allen Robinson. One of the greatest receivers I've seen in college up front and personal, and I was redshirting, so I watched it from the sideline and saw how talented he was. So I would definitely want to go up against him, you know, because he was the best in the Big Ten that year. So go up against him, shut him down, keep him to zero, you know, let him know about it a little bit and earn his respect, because he's a great player and is a great player in the NFL and is about to tear things up with Chicago this year.
Excellent. And, man, you tell you what, man, you had to just come across as such a refreshing voice when you spoke to these guys at the Combine. And I know you've had your visits. You got more upcoming visits. I wish we had time to get into all that. But, hey, man, we appreciate your stopping by the show. Best to you moving forward. We always like to end it with stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a great day as well, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Rashard Font, the standout defensive back from Indiana University, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And, man, you got to love what this kid brings to the table. Thousands and thousands of shows. And the first time we ever heard a young man say that he used to call guys that he knew and get some lowdown on his opponents, man. That kid is after it. And you guys know him. I mean, all the intangibles you need to earn a long, long living and career in the National Football League. And this is the kid from Indiana. As always, thanks for listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.